Heather McDonald has got the juicy scoop. When you're on the road, when you're on the go, Juicy Scoop is the show to know. She talks Hollywood tales, her real life Mr. Sacred Serial Data and Serial Sister. You'll be addicted and addicted fast to the number one tabloid real life podcast. Listen in, listen up. Woo, woo. Heather McDonald, Juicy Scoop.
Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. So I have been following Pamela Anderson, and she left, as you know, Pamela Anderson, Playboy model, Baywatch babe, married to Tommy Lee. I've been talking about her because Hulu has done a series about she and Tommy and how their sex tape was stolen in the 90s. And I really like it. I'll be honest, I just was watching last night, the latest episode. I was having my son watch it, Drake. And like, I showed him the real Pamela Anderson. He's like, yeah, the girl is really pretty, plays her. But like, I was like saying how really stunning Pamela Anderson was. And, you know, anyway, he liked the show and he started watching it like fifth episode in. But I have been saying, wow, this is kind of getting no buzz. Does no one care about Pamela and Tommy? Maybe only people like me that like really remembered it and were kind of obsessed with it. And there was a chance you might see them out. Like maybe that's what makes me so intrigued. But in watching it, I was like, last night's episode or the latest one was how she flashed back to how she was discovered on like a big game Tron thing. To model, like she just was at a game with her like boyfriend in Vancouver, and how she first got into Playboy and all of that. And so I was like, I would like to know more about her whole life. I'm really intrigued what happened after she broke up with Tommy, how she chose to raise the kids and all that. Well, she just posted this today, and she wrote on a Netflix notepad, which, you know, it's not like a real estate notepad where, you know, you have a bunch of those laying around your house because the realtor knocked on your door and gave it to you. I feel like, obviously, this was a chosen notepad. My life, she writes, 1,000 imperfections, 1,000,000 misperceptions, wicked, wild, lost. What does that word say? Lost nothing? What does that word say? Nothing. To live up to, I can only surprise you, not a victim, but a survivor, alive to tell you. The whole story. Tell you, what does that say? I don't know. My story. My story, maybe.
The real story.
The real story. And then like her lips and smiling. I think what happened was exactly what I was thinking. I think somebody was watching the Pamela and Tommy show, which I don't think she had anything to do with, and was like, God, I really want to know the whole Pamela Anderson story. So I don't know if it's going to be a documentary, a scripted show that she is part of, her telling her story. I would like to see it, a full scripted story like this. I even think, heck, get the girl that's playing her now to play this. I'm excited about it because I am intrigued about her life. And she recently broke up with like her fourth husband or fifth husband. I mean, she's had a lot of romance and marriages, and I want to hear about it. So that's pretty juicy. And she has one of those Instagrams where it's only one post. She's only following two people. I assume her two sons. And I mean, that'd be sad if it was just one son. But anyway, I think it's two. And she has 1.3 million followers and nothing else. She's cleared out her social media except for this one post. So there you go. Cheryl Burke, as you know, is Dancing with the Stars. Every day, for the last week and a half, I saw she was getting divorced. And every day as I was going through, every time I was doing the show, going through topics, I was like, I didn't even know she was married. And I don't know who Matthew Lawrence is. I don't know why they're getting divorced. So I haven't talked about it. I really don't care. Then there was another article I read that was like, was the reason they were getting divorced was about kids? And then I click on it. You have to click through it. I read the article and they're like, sources say it has nothing to do with kids, that they didn't have. I'm like, what is it? And so then page six, desperate for news, because let me just tell you, it is hard to come up with some fun stuff when the world is in crisis, okay? But they're desperate too. They're like, Dancing with the Stars pro Cheryl Burke visited her California wedding venue to reflect on her divorce from hashtag Matthew Lawrence. And it's just a picture of her like I'm like, there is just no story here. And I feel like she's not even trying for the story herself. She's like, I'm getting divorced, whatever. Maybe she posts about it. So what? Literally, we're trying to make a story out of this divorce. I didn't even know she was married. They were married for 3 years. I don't know who's Matthew Lawrence. It's like the most non-story story I've ever seen about a celebrity divorce. This is juicy, though. So this just popped up, and a juicy scooper sent it to me. And at first, I thought it was a post that Lala Kent did. Then I realized, no, Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules, who's been on the show, she commented under another woman's Instagram. The Instagram was One Mom's Battle. That woman had posted a photo of Lala Kent's former fiance, Randall Emmett, and basically wrote a whole thing about the kind of person that this woman believes he is, okay? Well, then Lala responded. So it's out there now. And she wrote, let's talk about it. This is Lala writing. I was alone during most of my pregnancy and for the first 7 months of her life until the mask fell and I saw who he really was. He started a relationship with a 23-year-old in March of 2021, a year ago, is what Lala is writing. The month I gave birth. They traveled together when I was home with Ocean, her daughter, and working on my brand. I thought he was working because that's what he said he was doing. After the pictures surfaced, she's talking about the pictures of him walking around with a couple girls in New Orleans in October. In Nashville in October. After the pictures surfaced, I tried to leave the home to gain clarity and avoid a toxic environment for my daughter. But anytime I did, he threatened to call the police if I didn't return Ocean to the home. But if he felt we were good and he was in control again, I was able to leave the house. I did what I had to do to leave the relationship with my baby. His new 23-year-old girlfriend was basically living in the home 2 days after I left. Sadly, this isn't the most shocking thing I learned. Women and cheating are just the tip of the iceberg. I was able to get out, but now my daughter is in the hands of a broken court system. Narcs, short for narcissists, thrive when they are under a microscope. I am not blind to what is going on, though. It makes me sick that my sweet daughter's face, a picture I took and sent to him, by the way, is what pops up when he does his dirty work. Because I guess he uses Ocean's face, their daughter, for his Instagram, you know, face for Instagram. Well, you know, Lala and I are friends, so this information I have been aware of for a while. And so I, you know, want to make sure, like, you put this out there, it's okay that I discuss. I think the craziest part of all of it is just that he had this other girlfriend the whole time and she was not aware. But I guess if the story is true of how he was with these two other girls in Nashville, I guess he was cheating on this girl too. It's just really shocking. As you know, I was friendly with both of them and I was really shocked as well. In seeing them act together, you just don't know. I mean, that's the whole thing. There's just certain things you just don't know about people. This is what she's saying. Of course, we don't know for sure. I'm just reading what's out there on Instagram. But I mean, yeah, it, you know, that's the thing. And I think I said this to Lala, like, here you are, the girl. Not only are you 20 years younger, not only do you make your own money and you're famous and you're elevating like his cred. Yes, when you met him, he was, you know, he's successful and does movies, something that you were not part of. You were part of TV. So it was a nice match. But here you are, this young, sexy thing. And then you make your own money, you have all this going on. Yet he now, if this is true, is with someone even, you know, younger than you, several years younger than you. And it's interesting how that works. A guy that is always going for a girl of a certain age in their early 20s, because Lala, I think when she met him, she was close to that age as well. And it reminds me going back to Pamela Anderson, watch, you know, not saying that these It's a similar thing, like the Hugh Hefner always having really young girlfriends. From the time, you know, when he was 40, he was with a 20-something. When he was 60, he was with a 20-something. When he was 80, he was with a 20-something. It's like that is the age that they, a guy like this, is like comfortable with. It's kind of really insane. Also, if you're at A&E, the Playboy documentary, by the way, that is amazing, and you really need to watch it, and it's getting juicier, and that one keeps going on. I think there's only a few episodes left, but really interesting. And you see, coincidentally, you see the Pamela Anderson character from the Hulu show going to Playboy, and then that later that night, I watched the Playboy. But getting back to this, it just reminds me of that, and like what is how that works sometimes with guys that are always pursuing girls that are much, much younger, and why do they feel so comfortable with a girl that's, you know, not really matured or not really lived on her own. It's like the power of what they can offer that person. Anyway, there's a lot of deception here that she's having to deal with, and it's really unfortunate. And, you know, I hope that it can all just get better. But I think Moore is going to, she's going to probably be end up sharing more. And as soon as she shares it in any way, then I will comment on it much more freely. Okay, now more with Justin Martindale. Hello and welcome to Juicy Scoop. I'm here with Justin Martindale. We have a lot to discuss.
Yes.
I'm back. I'm bruise free. We are ready to have some fun. I will say right at the top that you are joining me for my upcoming shows, the first being at Brea, California. Mm-hmm. I had mentioned that your nemesis, Chris Frangiola, was going to
damn him
be with me on the 25th and the 26th. Something happened,
yeah.
And he will still be there the 27th with you and Sarah and Spencer Pratt for the live Juicy Scoop. But on Friday the 25th and the 26th at the Brea Improv, you and I are doing two shows a night of just stand-up, juicy, telling whatever hell we want to say. Yeah. So come to that, and then on April 9th, we will return to the scene of the fall for two shows on Saturday, April 9th at the Tempe Improv.
We're going to be hydrated.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go the night before. I'm going to a spa. Mm-hmm. I'm hydrating, and I'm not even going to have one cocktail the night before or anything. I'm going to eat my face off. I'm going to find a sensible brown rounded pump like
yeah.
Brittany. So that my
I'll be waiting in
tired.
The wings.
Yes.
Yeah.
He will not go back to the green room and go on his phone. He's going to stand there. No, it'll all be good. So thank you so much.
It's going to be so fun.
Great news.
Really?
Kim Kardashian is also free, like Britney. She is legally single after the judge granted her request amid divorce from Kanye West. Have you seen the new girl that Kanye
it's
West
so
is with?
It's so weird. It's so weird. I don't understand it. I feel like someone fed Kim Kardashian after midnight and all these little like
it is a little like
gremlins.
It's just it's her, it's Kim, but it's like a little off. Like it's, the legs are like a little less defined.
It's us.
Like
it's just, her tethered.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a Jordan Peele movie come to life. This is the underground Kim that has come to the surface. Like something's always a little wonky. Like we had the Julia Fox girl for a while, that Black Swan era that happened.
Yes.
Now I'm seeing the new girl, who is this girl that he's taking to Nobu? Do we care?
She slid into his DMs.
Sure.
She's 24 years old. He's like 44. She did. I do have a photo. I think she went to this dinner. Where's this dinner?
Oh, yeah. It's right.
So Kanye and Tristan had dinner, and this looks to be this. That looks to be her with them. So I would love to know what they talked about, Kanye and Tristan.
Well, probably about cheating. I don't know.
I don't know. So, yes. So there you go with that. He also said this was a Kanye quote that I love. There's 1,000 yous and there's only one of me. And then someone put this together because there are thousands of Kims now because whether they're dating Kanye or not, have followed her style, you know, because she does have an iconic look. Like
they follow their surgeries,
the contouring of the makeup, the heavier brow, the fuller lip. Like people like her style. So there are a lot of people that look like her. So I will agree.
I think this quote is like the new live, laugh, love.
Yes.
This is like something that I want in a barnyard calligraphy in like a woman in Nebraska's kitchen.
I just really want someone to just say that like in a fight with someone tonight. You know what? There's a thousands of yous, but there's only one of me.
Yeah. You take that to Craig's Heather, and the next time somebody asks you to leave, you stand up. There are thousands of yous and only one of me.
It's kind of great.
It's a good quote.
It's a good quote.
I like it. But see,
should we put that on a t-shirt?
Yeah.
For sure.
But would you have to like pay him?
Just Juicy Scoop and Kind of Ye.
And Kind of Ye.
Speaking of Kim and her law career, I guess she did finally pass the baby bar or the infant bar. I don't know. Anyway, but she's a smart girl. And this girl, Jen Shaw, is facing up to 30 years in prison for being stealing people's info, kind of one of those
defunding the
scams.
Elderly.
Yeah, I don't know if it's part of that thing where you get those calls where you've already returned your car like 2 years ago and they keep calling you about your warranty being up.
Oh, yeah. I always ignore calls from Utah.
Yeah. So anyway, it's part of that. It's part of other things where people thought they were going to get an online business and it was a scam. Anyway, she says she's innocent and she says she wants Kim Kardashian to
represent
beyond
her
legal team. I think she just loves being famous. And
she's
going to ride this wave until it happens. Said Jen Shaw wants to hire Kim Kardashian to be part of her legal team. So good luck with that. I really don't think that's going to
happen. But also these looks. Can we just talk about the looks of this reunion? Oh. The dresses? Like, what in the Joanne's fabric hell is happening? Like, she... Jen Shaw in the dark purple, right?
Right.
That, I mean, it's giving me like Yzma from the Emperor's New Groove vibes.
Yes.
Yeah. And then it's just weird. Like,
it was just, and then like even Whitney Rose, she has like a one glove, like a one arm,
the emerald
one glove, and a lot of feathers. I feel like a lot of glue gun. A
lot of glue gun. Drag Race season one.
Yeah. Was used in this.
Mini challenge.
Yes, and then the way they did the set was very much, remember that kids cartoon when we were young during Christmas? I'm Mr. Heat Miser.
Like the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Yeah, because they made it look like
a snow lodge.
Like ice castles, but it just looks like, and then in the middle they had like pretend ice fishing. It just...
Yeah.
It was, but, you know, it's good. But one thing that's juicy about this is this girl, Lisa Barlow, is at odds with this other woman, Heather Gay.
Mm-hmm.
And Heather Gay said, and we went to this other girl's trip to Cabo, and we went on her yacht, and it wasn't fake yachting like you've done, where you just pose like you're on yachts. So then the Heather Barlow posted all these photos of all the times that she has been a guest on a rich person's yacht.
Good for her. Get those yacht receipts, girl. I'll show you how many yachts I've been on.
Yes, I'll show you which rich friend invited me. Okay, so then Kanye has some new fashions coming out.
Great, can't wait to not wear them.
He calls it stemware coming soon. I don't know why he calls it stemware. That's glasses.
That's like, that's like wine glasses.
Okay, but this is like, this looks like a girl that is in a psych ward.
Mm-hmm.
She hasn't had a chance to wash her hair in a really long time.
Girl like, interrupted realness.
Yes. And then it looks like a straight jacket. But then in the middle is like something where I think you can like almost like you could press it and play music or so. I don't know what that is.
God.
Like a little purple where you could put like a little iPod or something. I don't know.
It looks like one of those life alerts, you know, where you're like, help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Which if you do fall and you're in a straight jacket, you can't get up.
Yeah.
So actually... That's actually a really smart move.
Yeah. Fashion. If you're going to fall, do it in style. Well, I mean
500.
Too soon?
Yes. 574,000 people liked it.
Yeah. Well,
who
I mean.
Who is buying this?
Ye fans? I don't know.
Insane.
I don't get it. It's literally like he can just have like a brown paper bag and people are like, this is it.
Here's,
this is style.
Here's where I can get on board. Some other amazing fashions. This Juicy Scooper, Melissa, mm-hmm. sent this, and she goes, why? These are horrendous. And they just came up on my Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. So it's like little biker shorts, but then the top of it is cut out. So it's like a bikini. And then you now have, I'm obsessed with the fact that now tops just feature under tit.
Under boob, yeah.
This is like upper thigh. Just the very top of your upper thigh is peeking through and like winking at you. And then the other one is like peach pants, which with a G-string coming out the top, which would happen to people, except it's all attached.
Low rise,
yeah. So it's also top of your ass cheek. It used to be bottom of your ass cheek. Now it's top of your ass cheek. What is going to be the new part of a body that's going to be like slightly naked? I got it.
What is it? I was very excited. What, Heather?
Just the fupa.
Oh, yeah.
Just the fupa. So the new thing will be like pants mm-hmm. or whatever, and then they're just going to cut out
a little slit
right at the fupa, and it's going to be like, find your fupa, find your fun, be proud of your fupa, and whether it's a fat fupa or not that,
yeah.
It's just like, you know, it's just like it's the top of the vagina that people have just ignored, and now that's going to be it. You're welcome.
The fanny pack slit or whatever, the fupa slip.
Right.
Fupa pride.
Yes.
I'm here for it. But also, I'm not mad at these. Like, I feel like...
I don't see the point of... having cutouts on your upper thigh in a biker short. I don't get that.
The one on the left is giving me like Venice Beach, put on some roller skates and like, you know, some headphones, and I could, you know, get down with that. I don't know, like, if I saw this out.
Is that little part of your thigh, because this girl, her thighs are touching. Uh-huh. So just the very top of your thigh is touching. So, you know, especially if you're rollerblading, you might get like
some chafe.
A little bit of chafing. Yeah.
The one on the right, I mean, girl, own that Applebee's fantasy. Go for it.
But it's like that used to always be like the embarrassing thing, because like there was a time when like low rider jeans were really in.
And then you saw the butt crack.
And then you always saw the G-string coming out, but it was always like, and it was sad because it was like you're a mom and you're mm-hmm. leaning over to like get your kids. So it was like, oh, you whore. Like, why are you? Now again, it's like, bring it back. Let's bring it back to them. It's only $10.
It's only $10. You know, that's the bottom line. If you want to do it, release your inner hoe. I am body positivity. Do it. The world's on fire.
I'm telling you. I'm going to tell you right now, Juicy Scoopers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you a task, and I know it exists.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, Fashion Nova designers for Juicy Scoopers, show me the fupa slit, naked fupa cutout design, whether it's in a dress or pant. I know it exists, and if it doesn't, Fashion Nova should make it.
And it has, did you say a nude look, like a nude top?
No, it just has to be like a cutout. You know how like dresses have like cutouts on the side?
Yeah.
So this is going to be just a cutout, just featuring the fupa.
Fupa fashion.
Fupa fashion.
Do you remember FUBU, like the for us, by us? Now we have FUPU.
Yeah.
Or FUPA. FUPA.
Yeah. And we'll what does that stand for again?
For us, by us?
Oh, it's fat upper.
Fat upper pussy area.
Yeah.
Can I say pussy?
I don't know. We're going to have to buzz it out. Just for YouTube. Who cares? Okay. Have you heard that Lindsay Lohan has really gotten her shit together?
No. I knew this day would come. First Ukraine, now this.
First of all, Perez Hilton said this. This is from Deadline, though. Mm-hmm. She strikes a two-picture deal with Netflix. She is engaged, and she's thriving professionally, according to Perez. And so there you go.
Did you see her Super Bowl commercial?
No, what did she do in it?
It was like everyone being like, Lindsay, what's Lindsay up to? And she's like working out. She's doing all this stuff. She's coming back. Oh, I'm excited for Lindsay Lohan.
Well, so. Lindsay Lohan, you just said you were about to tell. You have a Lindsay Lohan story, and I have a couple. So why don't you tell yours first?
Well, I was fat shamed by Lindsay Lohan. This was, I mean, who wasn't? This was when she was living at the Chateau Marmont.
Yes.
Like Anna Dolphy. And,
how long was she living there for?
Who knows? Wasn't she there for like years? It was like right after like Heath Ledger passed away, and she like moved into his old room and like wouldn't leave, and they had to force her out. They were like, get out of here. And that, like, she was racking up a bill and was, like, never paying it. And then it was right when she booked Liz and Dick. Remember when she was playing Elizabeth Taylor? So it was right around that same time. So my friend, I know.
Was that on Lifetime? Oh, my God. Go
it,
on. Yeah.
I think it was, actually. Right. And so my friend was like, hey, it's my birthday. We're going to have martinis at Chateau. And I'm like, yes, this is going to be great. And we sat at this table and I'm looking over and I'm like, oh, it's Lindsay Lohan. Or sorry, Lohan at the time. And she got up and was like walking behind us to go to the bathroom to pee.
Yes.
And and she got stuck behind me and was like, can you just scoot up? And I was like, I'm up all the way I can. And she was like, but just like, can you just scoot up a little more? And I'm like, and I got up and like was pulled the chair back. And she's like, thank you so much. And I was like, God damn. So then she's done, comes back, does the same thing. And I'm like, can you just walk around? Why are you putting me through this hell in front of my friends?
So you interpreted that as being fat shamed.
By Lindsay Lohan. Before fat shaming was a thing.
Okay.
I invented fat shaming. I was like, cancel Lindsay Lohan. Yes, I felt like a victim at Chateau Marmont.
My Lindsay Lohan stories are, she guest hosted Chelsea Lately, total delight.
Oh, yeah, she did. I forgot.
Yes. And I was always worried because I did an impression of her sister. We made fun of their like weird show they had where there was like a grandma.
Living Lohan?
Yeah, there was a little redhead, Cody.
Allie.
I was Allie. And then I saw Allie at a Kim Kardashian's wedding to Chris Humphries, and I was pretty buzzed, and I was like, Allie, oh my God, you know. I did an impression of you, and she's like, and what you did was so cruel. And she was the first and only person since that's ever, like, right to my face said, like, I hate the fact that you do an impression of me.
Girl, you should be lucky someone does an impression of you.
I know. And I was like, well, you're a public figure and you did a reality show and that's what our job is. But I'm sorry I hurt you. And I go, but you're tall and thin and gorgeous. So I'm good.
Wasn't
luck
she
with
a
her
model?
Modeling. Yeah. So then she was modeling.
What does
so
she
then,
do now? Works at Staples or something, right?
No, I don't know. She was always visiting Lindsay and going on like, you know, fancy dinners with rich people in like Dubai and Greece and everything when Lindsay had her like Lohan beach club place.
God, welcome to Mykonos. That.
So then I hung, so then I stayed with Jill Zarin in the Hamptons one weekend, and Lindsay and Allie were staying there too. And I had a conversation with Lindsay like in the kitchen, and that's when she was like doing a play and engaged to some father of two. Then they broke up. I mean, she's lived like so many different lives.
Oh yeah.
Then she developed her accent where she was rescuing the children who had parents, and then and now she's back.
Yeah. She cheated death 400 times. Like, this, she has lived the longest life.
How old is she? Can you just look her
like
up?
Like, her soul?
Let's guess
her
how old.
Soul.
Wait, let's guess
Lindsay
how old
Lohan,
she is.
She's
hold
like
on.
30.
I'm going to guess she's 34.
I'm going to say she's 36.
Are you guys locking it in?
I'm locking it in.
You said 34?
I said 34.
I'll say 36.
35.
Ah!
Oh, no!
We got it right in the middle.
We have to split the prize.
But her soul is timeless. She's, I mean, my God, the life she's lived.
I think her mom is in prison right now.
Is she?
I don't know. She got a DUI. Maybe she got out.
Oh, I'm tired of rumors starting. I'm sick of being followed.
And then Michael was always.
Michael was crazy, and then they were fighting about her. I'm ready. I am ready for a Lindsay Lohan new era.
I think this is the new era of like Hallmark light movies, but cooler because you could say it's on Netflix.
Yeah, I wonder. She's grown up. Yeah. She doesn't give a shit about the spotlight anymore and like paparazzi and all that. Or maybe she. I really hope she doesn't because she was addicted to like the paparazzi and like. Going out every night to the clubs and stumbling out drunk.
Right. Like that night that she...
And Paris.
Paris and Britney all went out without underwear.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were all
They called her fire crotch.
Right, and they would all get out of... Like, I took a class...
Did you? Go on.
...called John Robert Powers Modeling School, which was just like, of course, they took anyone and then acted like your daughter could be a model. So my mom's like, where do I sign up?
Allie Lohan.
And nobody wanted me. But anyway, they did teach me how to get out of a car. Okay. So the way you get out of a car.
Oh, good.
is you're sitting in the front seat.
Was this before or after the Lindsay and Brittany?
Way before. This is why I know they never went to John Robert Powers. Okay. So you take your legs out.
Uh-huh.
Then you get up.
Mm-hmm.
What a lot of people do, and what guys do or whatever, people that are not wearing underwear,
yeah,
and it's the mid-early 2000s, is they'd go like this.
Oh, yeah. Those girls were just getting out of a Cracker, yeah, Barrel rocking chair, just like,
yeah,
come on now, let's go and get. You're like, ugh.
And that's when everybody got to see their vaginas. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was a whole thing.
That was a whole thing. All right. Inventing Anna, everyone is still talking about it.
I'm so obsessed with it. You don't even know.
No, subpar.
Oh, I love it. Like, I'm so exhausted by this whole experience.
Why is your shirt not Fendi?
Oh, why are the money? God, just give me a minute to breathe. I'm suffocating here.
I don't have time for this. That
you,
voice.
Heather, you have no idea. Once ADF is happening, it's going to be the most exclusive club in all of Manhattan.
Nobody's even going to talk about Soho House anymore.
We don't care about Nobu or Fyre Festival with your little Y.
No. anyway, this is her Instagram. Mm. She has 763,000 followers.
That's it? How embarrassing for her.
But I think she's still waiting on ICE.
Sure.
Like, so I think she's still in custody.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I reported on how she's very, like, you know, was revealing recently that the girl who she took to Morocco and stuck with the $70,000 bill.
Rachel.
Yes. She's still like, you know, she wanted to write a book with me and I turned her down. So she had to write her own book. Like, I don't, you know, she still wants to be my friend. She's still obsessed with me.
I love it, though.
Yeah.
I did not know that, like, I mean, Shondaland just gets it. At first, the first episode, I was like, this is too weird.
No, the first episode, I was bored out of my mind, but
right,
then it got better.
And then I was just like, oh, my God, this is everything. Like, I'm upset. Like, they're
she
just,
is just
so good.
An awful person, so
is
I hate
she,
her. Yes.
We love to hate Anna Delvey.
She's definitely, like, she was never that cute, and she's not getting any cuter. Like, I'm just saying.
I know, but I think that's the world I want. I want the Shondaland version.
Right.
I think I want to live in a Shondaland world. We got Bridgerton, God, which is coming out this month. Ugh. And then, you know, Anna Delvey, like an Anna Delvey world, trips to Morocco.
I think there are, where did I read this? There is like this, like, it's almost like she went to finishing school, but she taught herself. Like, there used to be an actual thing called finishing school.
Yeah,
where you
put
wouldn't,
books on your head.
Yeah, where you wouldn't sell. They taught you how to get out of a car.
Mm-hmm, probably.
Mine was just a summer course I took with my sister in Warner Center in Woodland Hills. But there were, like, real finishing schools that if your daughter wasn't going to go to college, it was, like, the shortcut. Like,
mm-hmm.
Basically, back then, you'd send your daughter to college to, like, go find a rich man. So they would actually send me, and it would, like, teach you kind of how to marry up, how to behave, how to know how to be around rich people. They would literally teach you, like, mm-hmm, labels and teacups and what's expensive. Because it's like, if you're not around it, like, my mom never talked about Hermé or, like, we weren't labely people. So it's like, I knew what a nice piece of fish was and, like, I knew how to get out of a car. But I didn't know, like, oh, the latest line of Gucci or whatever. Yeah.
I hosted a fashion show and, like, called it Hermes. She's got a Hermes bag. And
when,
like,
was this?
This was when I did What the Fashion, and Morgan Stewart was like, who are you?
Oh, that was really recent.
No, it was not. It was like 3 or 4 years ago.
I know, but you weren't like 14.
I don't know women's bags. I don't know. But you know how I'm learning etiquette?
Yes.
Watching The Gilded Age on HBO Max.
Oh, talk about that. What's that show about?
Oh, my.
Is it good?
It's so good.
Okay.
It's American The Crown. No, no, no. Wait, I take it back. It's American.
Oh, I have heard about this.
Downton Abbey.
Okay.
It's set in the 1890s.
Right.
Christine Baranski's in it. It's two houses. It's old money versus new money.
In New York City?
In New York City. It's gorgeous. It's so fun. It's sassy. Like, Nathan Lane's in it. It's all about the Astors and the Rockefellers and the.
Okay.
Ugh, and it's just so good. And the costumes and the setting and, like, the poor people live down, not the poor people, but the servants kind of in that Downton Abbey style.
Just call them what they are. They're poor.
They are poor trash. They need to take care of me. If you're going to work at ADF, you need a good resume.
And you need to clean.
But, like, they talk about, like, the American way of place settings, the British way of place settings.
Oh, yeah.
Money, statue, calling on people.
And like, what, who does Miranda play from
Miranda
Sex and the City?
Plays Ada. Ada, who is Christine Baranski's spinster sister.
Mm.
Yeah, which is Miranda's great-great-great-great-grandmother. I don't know. I just made that up, but that would be funny.
Because people said they're sort of similar.
They're very, very, well, yeah.
The characters.
I actually like Cynthia Nixon in this role.
Do you think we're going to get to
she
see
She doesn't get fingered in an old-style kitchen. I know.
But why not let her have a lesbian love? Because if she was a lesbian, she just wouldn't get married.
There were no such things as lesbians in the 1890s. It was salacious and scandalous. Yes. It's so good. There are gay people in it, though.
Of course there have to be.
Oh, but it's so good. Watch it. Gilded Age, HBO Max. You're welcome.
Okay, let's get into Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
Second season. I have completed it.
Good.
They're, I think on Friday or whatever the 4th is.
The reunion?
Is, there's going to be like a reunion and a catch up.
Okay.
So if you have not watched, they pick these people and the guys and the girls are each on one side and they kind of date through these pods where they don't see each other, but they get to like each other. I'll be honest, I kind of skimmed that part a little bit until they became couples and got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
But if you and I were to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, but you're straight. Can you be straight in this?
How dare you?
Okay.
I could totally come across as straight.
All right.
Okay,
let's go.
Ready?
Is this Justin?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, it's Heather.
Cool. So what are you into?
You know what it is? I'm into just people telling me that I'm always so funny.
Ha-ha.
And people, I just like to be funny. And I also, I'm going to interrupt for 1 second. Since you don't know what I look like, I'm going to try to get out that I might be hot.
Okay.
So I like to, you know, I've always just been such a beach girl. I love to just run on the beach.
Love the beach.
Love the sun.
Can I pick you up on my shoulders?
Yeah, I love that about you, that you could spin me around. I'm a little bit, I don't know, because we're not supposed to reveal what we look like. I'm a little bit not a short person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. I love like long legs and
okay,
and
I have
boobs.
Whoa, I feel like such a connection because I have really long legs.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you're definitely like the most real person I've talked to in this pod.
I feel like such a connection with you too.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, and it's like I'm all about family.
Good.
Yeah, we have a good time together and we work out together. Mm-hmm. We eat really healthy. We like to drink and do crunches.
Good,
and stuff.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that. I mean, I'm into like avocado toast.
Oh my God. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. No, I'm serious.
How do you make your avocado toast?
I mean, like, how do you not make avocado toast? And make it like, you know, you spread it on toast and you add chili flakes for like kick.
Wait. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I like dude stuff, you know, like what I'm other dudes like, do that like, you know, with girls.
I'm sorry that I'm like getting emotional right now.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
I just feel like so vulnerable with you. And it's like, yeah. I'm just going to be really honest.
I just want to hug the wall.
I just want to tell you that I was in a really abusive relationship before this one.
Oh, you can talk to me.
And I was not allowed to put chili flakes on my avocado. Like,
what?
It was like a real controlling narcissist.
Wow.
And he would like gaslight me and he'd be like, you don't like chili flakes. And for so long, I just convinced myself that I didn't. And I just feel like it's the universe putting us together that you like chili flakes on your avocado and I like chili flakes on my avocado.
Mm-hmm. Heather, you can't see me right now, but I'm getting down on one knee.
Oh my God, Justin.
I know we've just met, but we have a connection avocado toast and beach stuff, and I want to spend the rest of my life with you. Will, this is my dead grandmother's ring. I brought it. I don't know your ring size, but hopefully it'll fit on your thumb. Will you make me the happiest man alive in this pod right now? Will you marry me?
Justin, this is such a hard decision because I have felt such a connection with you. But there is someone else in the pod. Huh. And we connected over making morning shakes. Mm-hmm. And it just feels like a little bit of a stronger connection because I do have a shake every morning and avocado toast is like a weekend thing. Mm-hmm. I just want to make the right decision because I really think this experiment can work and I just want a partner and to be married.
And now we play the shitty music.
Okay.
When your heart is broken on the floor in a thousand pieces. That was a scene. Because now I get to go back.
And think about your second choice. And, get your second choice. Yeah. Which
the
was...
worst music on Love Is Blind. I think they need a Love Is Blind soundtrack because none of this music was cleared. They have no real music. It's just the worst music of all. Like, I don't know what it is. It's, if you listen to the music in Love Is Blind, your heart gets roped in a thousand directions, it's like, what?
Natalie and Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is what I need to talk about Natalie and Shane.
Go in. I've watched the whole thing.
Natalie and Shane. Natalie is this pretty girl. Her parents are from China. She's got long black hair and seems like she has her shit together.
Yeah.
Then there's guy Shane. He has his real estate license.
Gary Busey's tethered. Like the weirdest guy.
And here's the thing. So they connect and they see each other and she's like, he's hot. And he's like, I love you. And as I'm watching this, I'm like, oh, my God, this is the thing. This guy was a dork and didn't have a lot of friends and was really kind of weird and off up until about, like, 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
About 4 years ago, he, like, started working out, got some confidence, could go to a bar and, like, get laid. But the real dorky weirdo is still inside of him.
Yeah, he's a straight male comic. That's exactly what it is. It's like...
And so he's like excited to have her, but he's insecure. And what happened with her, and of course, this is all editing. So when there is surprises of who makes it to the island, who actually ties the knot, they edit it to surprise the audience. Mm-hmm. They probably cut out a lot of things that, you know, would have made us go. So people were like, what? I'm shocked. So I don't want to ruin it for people in case you're still watching. But with them, I just could feel like, even the little bit they showed us that she was starting to, like, see that this isn't this hot, cute California blonde babe that she, like, can't believe he was into her type of a thing.
Yeah.
She's realizing, no, this was a dork bought some skinny jeans.
Yep.
And just, like, his face. It's just
He has no upper lip. It's like. It's like this. And he's jittery and he's sweaty. And I'm like, is he on Adderall or does he need Adderall? There's a lot. Like, when they get married, he's like, I'm like, is he on crack?
Yeah, yes.
Like, what is going on? And he's like, huh. And he's just getting drunk at his own wedding. Yeah, Natalie, get out of here. I think Natalie's the best. Her mother was just like,
why did my crazy girl do this? Like, just stick to your job. I mean, this is the thing. This was a huge hit first season. So I think the people that went in, unfortunately, second season of a reality show, 99% of the reason they're there is to have a career in entertainment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the rest is, and hey, if I meet someone or even make a friend, fine. But, I mean, their intention was not – they kept saying, I want to find someone. I'm ready to find someone. It was not. It was like – I mean –
Well, that was what it sounded like, especially with – I don't want to jump ahead, but especially with, like, Shake and Deep Tea, where it was like – instead of like, oh, I want to find love, it was just like, I've got to find someone. Like, that was the thing. It was like, you don't know what marriage is? Like, it was just like – it was like a contest to them. They're like, I've got to find someone. I have to find somebody. If I don't, I'm not going to be on the show. They're going to kick me to the curb like those – six people that we never heard from again.
Right. And they also, I think there was, I read an article that there was a whole nother couple that they just did not feature.
The guy with the silver hair, who I thought was kind of hot.
The one that was like 27, but looked like
he was
50?
But he had like gray hair. Yeah.
Oh, he made it with something?
I think so.
Because I kind of was like, God, none of these people matched up.
None of them.
But a couple of them did, but they just...
Didn't show up. They weren't as interesting.
Yeah, the producer kept saying, we just didn't have the bandwidth. We didn't have the bandwidth to follow their story or whatever. Okay, this guy, Sal, with his ukulele, that guy absolutely is...
Gay?
Wants to be... No, just I think really wants to be a singer.
Yeah, he was definitely like, he was... I thought he was so sweet. I think he's from El Paso, Texas. So I'm like, yeah, you're repping Texas. Yeah. I love that. But like, yeah, he's giving me like Benjamin Bratt, like Encanto vibes. Like, and I love the ukulele. I thought he was so sweet. His family was adorable. And I love that he... But then there was always something a little off.
Yeah.
There's something a little off. He would look off and just kind of stare and be like, I love Mallory.
Right.
She's the one for me.
Listen, I am going to jump ahead.
Go.
So I'm just letting you guys know, I am going to do some spoilers because I want to tell you where these people are today.
Okay.
I did the research.
Okay.
Ayana and Jarrett.
Sure.
She was a cute little black girl.
Yeah,
this
one.
His black guy. He...
was the second pick.
She was his second pick. He picked Mallory first. But he seemed super into her the whole time, and they got married. But they haven't liked any of each other's recent Insta posts. Not a good sign.
Not a good sign.
Okay, Mallory and Sal. Sal was the one trying to get a ukulele record deal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Mallory was a kind of looked sort of like a J-Lo without money, but she's pretty cute. Anyway, they did not get married, but instead agreed to go on a date. They follow each other on Insta, but don't like each other's recent pics.
Okay. Can I just say I was very mad? I loved Mallory. I thought Mallory was cool. She was going through her own stuff. She was figuring her stuff out. I loved her hair, and I was more mad that they straightened her hair for her wedding. I was enraged. I was like, who is straightening her hair? Like, give her like a nice curly updo.
That is a tip for all brides.
Yeah.
It's like, do your hair the best it's ever looked, but don't, if you've never worn it up,
don't.
If you've never done a tight bun, don't wear a tight bun for your wedding day.
It looks so matronly.
If your hair is always curly, don't let them blow it out.
Yeah.
But she knew it wasn't going to be her wedding day.
Yeah, no, she knew.
Okay. Natalie and Shane, we talked about, they didn't get married, mm-hmm. and he was furious with her because Natalie said they weren't ready. Also because apparently like he was a dick to her the night before.
Yeah, he said, I hate you the night before their wedding.
And he goes, they don't follow each other on Insta, but Shane does follow Shayna. And Shayna was a girl that he connected with in the pods but didn't pick her. And Shayna, Shayna realized she didn't like her match, and then I think the producers were like, go say something. But then as time moves on, Shane is now famous and she's like, I don't want weird Shane. But all I can think about is Shane is the realtor on Adderall and he, or supposedly, or appears to be. Like, who the hell? I mean, he's going to get so many wasted calls of people acting like they want to look for a place just to like see him in action.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're not going to be serious buyers.
Oh, no. I bet he's a hit on Cameo.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's just like, hey, like, God.
Okay. So then Deepri and Shake.
Shake, yeah. Shake and
Deepri.
Shake and Deeps.
Had such an ego because he's pretty decent looking and he was a vet.
And they've only dated white people before.
Yes.
This is the first Indian
couple. Always got
laid
and he said, I just want a girl that I can put on my shoulders, meaning like, I need you to be tiny. But then when he sees her, he's like, oh my God. And he's grabbing her ass and everything. But then right away, he's like, I'm not attracted. So they never boned, right?
They never boned.
And yeah.
But they slept in the same bed and they kissed and all that stuff. But he kept calling her like, oh, she reminds me of my aunt.
I want to know is, do they get paid?
Yes.
They do.
They have to get paid.
I don't know that they get paid.
Well, what are they spending money on? Everything's given to them.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You don't get I don't believe like the castmates of The Bachelor, they don't get paid. The Bachelor girls and the Bachelor guys do not get paid.
I think if you make it to like the top couples,
little if anything, according to
A little, if anything.
Yeah, so I mean, then, they were put in like affordable housing.
So
like,
they get to the they get to the affordable housing. Yeah. So some of them,
of them lived actually in Chicago.
So they all are in Chicago, but I guess they still kind of had to go to work, or they still could do a little bit of work, but they definitely had to take like the first 2 weeks they had to be off because 1 week was in the pod, 1 week was in Cancun. Then they have 3 weeks of living at home in Chicago before.
But
so
also
the whole
during
thing
the pandemic.
Was 5 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So then it probably worked out perfectly because they probably couldn't go to their jobs anyway.
Yeah. But I mean, Shake and Deep Tea, I have to say I'm team Deep Tea the whole way.
Of course.
She
looks
stunning in her outfit. Her family was wonderful.
And how embarrassing to constantly hear that he was like not attracted to you. And he's just like,
And she also like was like, I lost 70 pounds or something like that. So she had this like huge weight loss.
Wait, did she lose 72?
She said something in like the pods where she was like, I recently lost.
I thought
like
that was Nick and Danielle lost 70.
She did as well. Danielle, but we'll get it. Let's get into it. Well, but I thought Deep Tea when she was like, you know what? I'm marrying myself today. I was like, get it, girl. And when she left, and that's when he showed his true self, where he was like, well, let's all just get drunk and party. I'm like, yep, that's who you are.
And also, Shake. I think it was really good the way the producers would do it, because I think what they did was each time the people got up to the...
That was DT before.
Yeah.
Oh, she did lose a lot of weight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when they got up to the altar, then the preacher or whatever would say, you chose to get engaged sight unseen, and you know, how do you and then the whoever was going to be the dumper, who was could say, then they would let them go first, because some of the couples the girl spoke first and some of the couples the guy spoke first. So I noticed that, so like the producers obviously knew, okay, 100% I'm not getting married, and then they would tell the preacher, okay, make sure you ask the guy first how he feels, because he's going to say a bunch of stuff, and at the end he's going to be like, I'm out. And
I loved this show. I mean, Kyle and Shayna, I knew they were doomed from the get-go. But also, okay, Kyle was such an idiot for not knowing. Like, could you not read her body language? Like, he was just like, all right, well, she left you in Mexico. You don't go back and be like,
I think
so. Are we still on for lunch?
Again, I think he knew it was over with, but the producers were like, go back. You want to, you know, this way you have more airtime. People are going to see you. Like, it wasn't humiliating for him, because basically she said, like, I believe in Christ and you don't. So it wasn't anything like, oh, I'm not attracted to your face, your body, or what you do for a living. It was like solely something that he was kind of proud of, and it was his belief. So it's like he had the most like least embarrassing dump.
Yeah, we didn't see Kyle's family at all. We didn't meet Kyle's family. I was here for Shayna's mom, like just judging the whole time. But also, rumor has it that Kyle and Deep Tea are dating now. I heard that. I don't know if that's true or not.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there's Deep. Yeah. But also, how crazy was Natalie?
Oh, and then Natalie revealed that someone asked her in the pods before.
Right.
That said she got an engagement too and passed on it because she liked Shane better.
Oh, I didn't mean Natalie. I meant Danielle and who's the other guy? Nick?
Yeah.
Oh, those two. But Danielle's mom, Wendy.
Oh, Danielle and Nick are still together and married.
They are?
Yes.
I mean, I guess crazy attracts crazy. And no one sweats from their pants like that. I think he peed on the altar.
He,
just saying.
Yeah, it's very bizarre. But you know what? I'm like, hey, people want to get married. You know, that's it. And I think they were
the happiest of wedding folks.
And then obviously they never told their parents what they were doing.
That
was part of their deals to surprise them. You know, just like when Colton, I think when he got his Netflix show, they were like, tell your parents you're just on another show about like dating. And then you're going to talk about it. And then they're going to realize what the show's really about.
You dropped a bomb on me.
Yeah.
Colton. Yeah. Ugh.
All right. Speaking of single people, Melinda Gates is telling Gayle King that billionaire husband Bill Gates broke her trust as she opens up about their huge divorce. So she's doing this big sit down So it hasn't happened yet, right?
No.
She's doing a big sit-down interview with Gayle King that I'm pretty excited to see. They have three kids. You know, they've been married forever. You know, she shocked the world when she and Bill announced that they were ending their 27-year marriage.
And they finalized their $130 billion divorce settlement.
Right.
God, I hope she's okay.
I know.
So what happened? Why did they separate? Do we know? Oh, he acted inappropriately toward female employees. Okay.
Was that why?
It says, in the wake of the separation, several accusations were made that Bill had acted inappropriately toward female employees. It also claimed that Microsoft founder persuaded repeated extramarital affairs, and he confessed to engaging in an affair with a female staff member in 2000.
Oh, in 2000. And then this was the story that also had the weird thing where one, like, same time next year, he used to go to his old girlfriend's house near the lake or something.
Yeah.
For, like, the first few years of their marriage.
Yeah, you know who else did this? Prince Charles. You know?
It's like,
I mean, and also you're Bill Gates. You're not like Jason Momoa. You're not, it's like you're just some nerd. Let him. Who cares? You got $130 billion. Let, you know, I'm not saying let your husband cheat, but.
Like a lot of people, whether you've got billions or not, the kids got older.
Yeah.
And they just, like, came to an agreement and, like, let us just, like, do our thing. Who really cares?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but.
When the kids are out of the house,
I love when they make a big deal about, like, how much they give to charity. Okay.
You know who else does that? The women in the Gilded Age. Oh, I love charity. Go for it. You have to watch it. Okay. Oh.
Let's talk about Britney Spears.
Can this just be like my phone background?
She is in the French Polynesian on vacation.
For her boyfriend's birthday.
Going full nudes, and then she posts them with little diamonds on her nipples and vagina and butt crack. And one of the things that she was doing, she was holding her, but she was like squeezing them, like beeping them, like little horns.
Mammogram.
Like, yeah. Going around. And, you know, people are like, comments are like, come on, girl, why are you giving it all away? Why are you showing it all? And then her next post was like, all right, folks, showing my bod in French Polynesia
as a
rebel and a free woman. I will do big letters because I think that means it's important and I don't want to be left out showing things of importance. Let's talk makeup. Okay. I've always been a frugal buyer. If it's absolutely amazing, I will spend money on it. But the way I was raised, I've always been very conscious and of what I spend. And I just realized today, Tuesday, March 1st, the only makeup I used to wear was Chanel. I really like this big letter thing.
Anyway,
last night I bought my makeup and I'm excited because the pic above me is I'm wearing only Chanel makeup. Anyways, I'm sure there are a lot of other brands that can do the trick, but I remember this one made me feel absolutely beautiful. To the makeup artist who gave it to me, thank you. Well, this photo is like 15 years ago, so I don't know.
No, it's longer. It's more than that. That's like at the VMAs. That's like 2001 to maybe like 2004. This is definitely, this is like Billboard Music Awards or something like that. But, like, she's there for her fiancé. His birthday's March 4th this week. So I'm like,
well, the makeup has not been great for a long time. So I don't know.
She looks like a wet raccoon.
If you're looking for a smoky
it's
eye.
It's like she got her makeup done by Julia Fox. I'm sorry, Kanye West. And then he just wet his hands and just smeared it.
I've talked a lot about it. So I guess just rolling around naked.
Just
go do it.
And she did it to Wicked Game by Chris Isaak, which is like one of the music videos that like awoke my sexual peak as a kid.
Right.
Ugh.
Where she's rolling around in the sand.
Yeah. And I hear Wicked Game. Yeah.
And then they got married.
Yeah. Helena Christensen together? And Chris Isaak. No, I don't think so. Oh. But like. But I'm saying get naked, do it. But also, I think she just got a $15 million book deal. Does she need to tag Chanel? Or is she asking makeup brands to, like, send her stuff?
Well, then she posted this.
Oh, God. I thought this was a fourth grader.
And it looks to be an assignment that she had maybe in the fourth grade.
Maybe now.
Maybe younger. Or maybe now. And it's like, who is your hero? And she writes, Dad, why do you consider this person to be your hero? He is brave. Is there anything your hero is frightened of? And then she wrote, Mom. So she takes this piece of schoolwork that she kept with her all these years, mm-hmm. brings it to the French Polynesian, takes a photo of it, I assume, mm-hmm. and posts it, and then writes, this is the day I realized my mom should have scared. What? I realized my mom should have scared my dad in life, or possibly just attempted to care. PSS, I've learned to be like her. I don't know. That way, your sweet daddy's never scared, right, Ma? Psst. When moms play their daughters, LOL, five red roses. Geez, my whole life, if you look up, you can see a child wrote this. Only a child knows. Psst. And what the child said is the way it should be.
This is my favorite horror film. Like, this is... It's scary. It's very like whatever happened to Baby Jane. It's like,
I don't get it. This her book should just be a book of riddles.
That's all it is going to be.
It's going to be a book of riddles. It should be like a little game. Uh-huh. Because literally I feel like I'm figuring this out. So she's trying to say that her dad was scared of her mom and that's a good thing.
And the child.
But that also she was scared of the mom, or she's saying Dad should be scared of you.
I don't know.
But is that a good thing?
I don't know. But again, I'm thinking of one of her lyrics to one of her songs. You say I'm crazy, I've got your crazy. That's what
right.
it is.
I'll so one up you. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe the book entails like some, maybe she gets like some emoji stickers and you can put them on her bits. Maybe there's like a paint by number. Maybe there's like put the brown shoes on the feet. I don't know what kind of book we're going to get, but if it's going to be cryptic and like, Easter eggs and all that kind of stuff, we're going to be, like, decoding it for a while.
This is some juicy scoop
okay.
that I've heard about for a long time that
oh.
I've been quiet about.
Mm-hmm.
But now it has been written. It's all alleged, but it is coming from, who wrote this? I think the, who wrote the article? Lara Sophia wrote it. Okay. Anyway, this has been the rumor that after a night of going out in Aspen mm-hmm. while the girls were filming the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, they went back to where they were staying and Kathy Hilton was pissed at the girls because, I don't know, they bailed on her. They did something that pissed her off. The cameras weren't around and she allegedly... hearsay, who knows, referred to Sutton's assistant as the F-A-G word.
Oh, that's the F word?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like...
Rhymes with maggot, okay?
So oh!
And that was upsetting to a lot of people because it's a very derogatory word.
That was real
and
quick,
then,
by the way.
And then, after this Aspen trip,
mm-hmm.
like... Lisa Rinna would post these cryptic things, you know, like, oh, I guess cease and assists are back and everything. And again, people were putting this together like a puzzle. So now, apparently, it was a cease and assist was sent to Lisa Rinna saying, don't, next time you all get together for lunch and the cameras are there, don't go, oh my God, you guys, you have no idea what happened when we got back from the
Aspen,
nightclub
yeah.
that night, you know. Kathy was so pissed and she said this. And now it's out there for them to all ruminate and talk about on camera. So she sent a legal letter saying, don't bring that up. And then she stopped filming with them. She didn't do any more episodes. Like she didn't do the final like episode with well, the
Kathy?
Final. Like, Kathy didn't do the final like goodbye party. Or
because
whatever.
Of this.
Well, this
allegedly.
Is what they're putting all together.
Okay.
So other people, I was reading it. And some gay men in there was like, I don't care if she did. She's
yeah.
still great for the show. I don't want to see her get canceled.
Yeah, no.
I don't really care.
It would make my day if Kathy Hilton called me the F word.
I think this is...
just, like, I'd be like, yes, bitch.
I think she may have referred to him. I don't know if she said it to him.
Well, I mean...
So referred to him about it. Listen, if it's true or not,
yeah.
it's just going to be, because there weren't cameras there, it's going to be her word against the ladies.
These women are just jealous that Kathy Hilton's getting all this love, I think.
Yeah.
And especially that Kathy Hilton has now become a gay icon.
And then how it gets out there, like the same way, the whole Lucy Goosey, Apple Juicy, the dog, yeah. Dorit's, and, you know, who put out that story yeah. and how the story made Dorit look bad. But then again, if this really did happen, why are we mad at the how? So
Sutton
anyway.
Will never be a Kathy Hilton.
Yes.
Sorry.
So I think they're thinking, ooh, you know, but it's like people want people to be canceled that they don't like. And if they like her, they're like, it's okay by me.
Yeah.
So, and again, if it's not on camera, you know, I don't know.
Allegedly.
Right.
Allegedly.
And then this was amazing. Lisa Rinna posted these photos of Harry fucking Hamlin.
Yeah. That's the other F word.
Did a photo shoot for Interview Magazine. But these outfits are just very interesting. He's wearing, is that Fendi?
Yeah, those look like Fendi pants.
Then he's wearing like a monk robe with a black cowboy hat. And then he's out in the garden in a white coat and a white, but with these enormous black shoes. They look like they're like three sizes too big. But anyway, kind of bizarre.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love this. I love a good like Harry Hamlin, like, photo shoot.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. This was kind of crazy. We got to see Teresa's new man.
Mm-hmm.
And
is this Drunk Drawn?
This is Drunk Drawn.
I love Drunk Drawn so
and,
much.
And new man. And he, you know, he was in the hot seat. And it made his face very red. Also, they were by the Jersey Shore. And I think sometimes people don't use as much sunscreen as they should. But he was very nervous about having to defend the fact that he went on this like ultra male retreat a few years ago.
Alpha male retreat.
Yes, and then did like a video to his fiance at the time saying, I want to marry you and everything. And then sent it to her. They broke up. He becomes famous being Teresa's boyfriend. And she released it out into the internet wild and everybody saw it. So they're all seeing it while they're filming it. And then they bring it up, and he's like, I'll explain. Now, Teresa was very defensive of him. And we see this one moment where he's basically, like a lot of men have said to their women, or a lot of people have said to their partner, like, you know, hey, I don't need you to defend me. Let me finish, okay? Two ears, one mouth, okay? Let me talk. Like, and she's like, okay. But she was being kind of annoying, but it's like we start to see the cracks of this perfect love. Like, okay, now you're just like every other 50-year-old couple. Shut up. Anyway, he says, what happened was I went on this retreat, this boot camp that my friend told me about, and I realized there I was with the wrong woman, and I was breaking up with her, and now she's very thirsty, and so she put it out there. But we all saw the video, and he was saying, I want to marry you. I want to put our lives back together. And now he just, like, is saying, I was actually breaking up with you. Anyway,
crazy.
So it's getting juicy.
Also, two ears, one mouth is my favorite porn. I'm just going to say. It was really there for me during the pandemic.
Two ears, one mouth. And the other one was, there's lots of yous. There's only one, which would also work for a New Jersey because they always say, hey, use.
Use, yeah.
There's lots of use. There's only one of me. Yeah.
God.
What else do you want to talk about? Well, we're going to be together.
Yeah, we're going to be together.
Oh, and you have some exciting news.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Why don't you tell your exciting news?
My exciting news is I have my own podcast.
Yes.
My solo project. It's going to be called Just Sayin' with Justin Martindale. It comes out on Friday, this Friday. Wherever your platforms are. So I'm starting that up with Comedy Store Records, and I'm very excited about that. So it's going to be just me, maybe some guests. I'd love to have you on. We'll see. You don't want to go into the basement of the Comedy Store?
No, of course I'll do it.
It'll be fun.
No, I'm excited for you, and I think that's great. So everybody, check that out on Friday. Follow Justin if you aren't already.
And also, remember the little outfit I had last time I was here? The Cozy Earth like jumper jogger set?
They sent you another one for free?
Oh, girl, I got the sheets. I've got the bamboo sheets. They've been on Oprah's Favorite Things 4 years in a row.
And now they're Justin's favorite thing.
And I am obsessed with them. And if you use code JUSTIN40, you'll get 40% off your purchase.
Oh, my God.
They're the most comfortable things I've ever put on. And I highly recommend them. I got Evan a pair of pants. Like, he got the duvet. Like, we're Cozy Earth for life.
Oh, my God.
Justin 40. Yes. Get 40% off. You're welcome. You'll love them.
Great. Mm-hmm. And do you think, here's one more question for you.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to see Colton as coming out, Colton?
Season two.
You do think yes. So? That is your prediction.
I think I'm already predicting it. We're going to get season two. It's really hard not only being gay, but now getting gay married. So we're going to have him.
Lots of groomzilla jokes.
Groomzilla jokes. We're going to get retreats. We're going to get bachelor parties. We're going to get all these insta-gays that he's now best friends with being like, Colton, you're so funny. You know,
yeah.
We're going to get like a guy's trip. It's going to be him planning the wedding and the chaos that ensues. Mark my words. It's going to be called Here Comes the Groom or some shit like that. Coming out Colton, which by the way, I didn't realize that he's 30 and his fiance's 39.
I didn't know there was a deal.
It's not that big of a deal. You just came. Who marries the first? Who marries their first boyfriend?
Do you think it is that a lot of Netflix deals include 2-year guarantee? Or it might have been with the stipulation, we want to do 2 seasons if there's enough there.
There's enough there.
And would there been enough there, though?
No.
If they did not get engaged?
No. And I think this is a thing where they will plan everything, and at the end, Colton's going to be like, I'm not ready yet. It's going to be His Love is Blind. And then we get a season 3 of them going to couples therapy and then working it out. Or maybe they break up and he's like single again. Yeah, we're not getting rid of them for any time soon.
They will get married.
Mm-hmm.
They will get married. And then, I was just doing Jeff Lewis's show.
Mm-hmm.
And Megan Weaver knows the guy who – she knows a guy who was – in a very long, like 10-15 year relationship with the guy.
Jordan, is it Jordan?
Who then left his boyfriend of 15 years after meeting Colton.
Yeah. Where could this go?
So I think they get married.
Red flags.
This is what I think. They get married, hoping that they'd get a third season mm-hmm. to go down the baby route
mm-hmm.
of freezing eggs, finding a surrogate, finding an egg donor, mm-hmm. the whole thing.
Because it worked for Michael and Lance, so I guess that's what we do now.
But if Lance and Michael didn't get a show about that,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that Netflix will sign up for the third year. And then they're going to be like, well, if no one's going to watch this journey, we're just going to hang out and have a fun couple. We're not going to be as in a rush to go down the baby road unless people are filming it.
Well, that's the thing. Lance and Michael actually want to be parents.
Yes.
That's the thing. I feel like if they did do a Netflix thing with them and they're like, oh, we're going to bring Michael and Lance in, they'd be like, yeah, this is how you like take care of a baby. And
bring them in for like an episode just to be like
they'll be the dad friends.
Yeah.
I hope not. I love them so much. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. Don't do that. But I definitely think we're going to get a coming out, Colton.
You think you're going to get mad if Lance and Michael...
No, get the check. Go for it. But I'm just
do an episode. They will.
You know.
They probably will. Well, that's...
I'll be in the background.
This is a new section called Gay Predictions.
Gay Predictions with Justin Martindale.
Yes.
Here's what's coming out, no pun intended, on Netflix in the near future.
Oh, my gosh. Love you.
I love you too, sweetheart.